The next patient is James Snyder, the S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. This is the clinical case of a 74-year-old white man that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The most likely situation is that this patient has diabetic nephropathy. He has a history of diabetic retinopathy that is followed by the local ophthalmologist. The laboratory workup. Shows that the patient has a serum creatinine 1.6. The estimated GFR is 43 mLs per minute. Period. The protein creatinine ratio came down from more than 3,000 to 2340. The patient was explain about the accomplishment because it's very, very positive to know that the protein is coming down. He has been following the instructions. The blood sugar has been under control. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 131 over 70. The patient has lost 2 pounds. The body weight is 208. The BMI is 32. He is encouraged to continue losing weight. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, vitamin D on supplementation. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. T3 is 2.3. T4 is 1.1, and the TSH is 0.20. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, status was coronary artery bypass graft. The surgery consisted of 5 bypasses and it was done in 2019. The patient has an ejection fraction that is around 45%. He follows with the cardiologist, Dr. Bhandari. B-H-A-N-D-A-R-E. We are going to encourage the patient to continue losing weight, to keep the blood pressure, blood sugar control, blood pressure control very tight, stay away from the commercial production of food, a plant-based diet, low-sodium diet, and a fluid restriction of 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours. Reevaluation in October when he's coming back from Ohio. We invested 8 minutes in the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.